Inside Douglas County, part two, 1248 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Checking in with Ashley Kluver, the exhibition coordinator for Umpqua Valley Arts on West Harvard in Roseburg. Ashley, thanks for being on today.
Thanks for inviting me, Kyle.
So let's talk about a number of things that are going on. Tell me where you want to start.
I really want to start with education. We always have something going on, it seems, and it's always changing. So we have a couple of things that are coming up soon that some people in the community might like to participate in. For example, this Saturday on the 25th, we have from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. a color story collage workshop. It's a workshop where people will get to play with different materials to create works of collage in one main color. These kinds of exercises that are more monochromatic are really great for practicing on working and exploring with elements of composition, contrast, and variety to build layers and interests that basically essentially tell a story. There's no experience required for this workshop, and it's really affordable at just $10. We've been working really hard to keep a lot of our workshops in this affordable price range for the community, and so we were able to do that with this one, and it should be a great way to spend a Saturday morning.
Wow. And how do people get signed up?
They can get signed up by going to our arts education page on our website. It's in the main menu. Just click on arts education and it'll take you there where you'll see a whole bunch of other lists for other workshops and stuff and other events coming up. Like we have a Vivacious Vases coming up on May 2nd as well. That's from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. I'm going to be teaching that one and I'm super excited about it where everybody can explore different shapes and styles of vases for both live and dried flowers using dynamic forms. So lots of hand building going on.
All right. And you've got another, a couple more coming up, right?
Yeah. So our Teen Clay Open Studio, which is a bi-monthly session, is starting up again in May. Students ages I'm blanking on them. I talk about ages so much in all of our different programming, sometimes I get them mixed up. Essentially, ages 12 to 16 is what it is. Students that age range can come and learn the fundamentals of hand building and wheel throwing, also with time to work on their own projects. So there's a lot of openness to it. That session for May is May 5th through May 28th. It's Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., and we have scholarships available in case any families need a little extra support to get their kiddo into that program. And if they want to find out more about that or the scholarship, they can reach out to me or go through our arts education page again.
And I know
you've
got one coming up in the, well, at camps, more than one coming up in the summer too, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So I was going to say definitely there you'll also see our summer camp registration information. Everything ranging from a clay camp in June to a plethora of offerings throughout July and August. We have a little something for everybody. So we have painting, sculpture, collage, fiber, clay, sewing, so much more for all different age ranges. So if you're looking for some fun stuff for your kiddo to do this summer, go check out our schedule and see what might be of interest to them.
All right. And let's talk about the clay place next. What's ahead there?
So I mentioned our Teen Clay Open Studio. We have an adult version of that for anybody who's not familiar. It's an 8-week term that adults can come and be either just be in the open studio, work on their own personal stuff if they're experienced. They can attend classes and work on their projects as well in the open studio if they need a little extra support from teachers. And we have another option for people who have their studios at home but need kiln services. And registration for all of that starts on May 12th for UVA members. Non-members can register on May 19th. Anybody who wants to take advantage of that early registration, I recommend checking your membership or getting a membership soon. That way you can be ready to go right at 10 a.m. on the 12th. And the summer session runs from July 1st through August 29th.
All right. Now, talk about, I know that you've got something coming up for Mother's Day.
We do. So we host a lot of different types of events here at UVA, ranging from, you know, our summer arts festival to beyond. But our events coordinator, Angela, is putting on a very special Mother's Day brunch on May 9th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's an opportunity to treat the special mom in your life to brunch in a beautiful gallery setting. We're going to have live music, great food, and an opportunity to create a special and beautiful flower bouquet with a fresh flower bar. It's only $25 per person, and spots are kind of filling up steadily. So if you're thinking about doing something special for the mom in your life for Mother's Day, definitely check it out. We also do have a lower rate for children. So if any mothers are wanting to do something special with their child, there's a slightly lower rate for children, too. So it kind of makes it a little bit more affordable in that end.
And you should point out, too, that this is the day before Mother's Day, so you could do that and then do other things on Mother's Day.
Exactly. A little extra special treat for moms, you know, because they deserve the world.
All right. Let's talk about that exhibition.
So, Exhibitions is definitely my main realm of UVA, and we have a lot of really cool stuff happening right now. So, Art as Record Mini Doka is still on exhibit from now until May 22nd. We had our panel discussion with Joni Komodo, who is a camp survivor. I believe she was on Inside Douglas County recently, wasn't she?
Yeah, we had her on Monday. It was an amazing, amazing conversation. And that's available as a podcast at 541radio.com. If somebody missed it, they can go back and listen to it. Very fascinating, very well spoken. And wow, what a story.
Yeah, and so if anybody who hears that podcast episode wants to kind of get a look at camp life in Mini Doka, learn a little bit about some of the details that Johnny may or may not have covered and kind of get a visual of that. They can definitely come see Art is Record Mini Doka during our open hours until May 22nd. We definitely highly encourage that because we actually have items on loan from Joni Komodo's family that were items that were saved while her family was interred in camp. So definitely come check it out. And then beyond that, we have actually some artist calls that we have open. We have our soft sculpture call, Malleable, that is open for works made in materials like paper, cloth, fiber, rubber, cotton, and more. The deadline to submit is tomorrow, Friday, April 24th by midnight, and we have dropped the application fee, so it is free for anybody living in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho to apply.
Wow. And what else is ahead on exhibitions?
So we always talk about planning ahead whenever I come on here, Kyle, but it's never too far ahead for us. We have open registrations for Umpqua Plein Air. For anybody not familiar, that is a special event and exhibition where artists paint live on scene the nature scenes that they find in Douglas County, and then they come and submit them for an exhibition with us. Any artist who might want to get their hands into that process can go register now for that, and we definitely encourage you to do so. And it's for artists of all levels of experience and skill. So as long as you're happy to get out there in nature and paint, you are welcome to submit. And your works, up to three of them, are automatically eligible to be exhibited. So it's a great way to kind of do some practicing on some landscape work and get your work shown if you just want to participate in something fun.
All right. And, of course, you have Summer Arts Festival closer than you think.
My goodness, it seems like every time we talk about it, Kyle, it gets closer and closer, and now it feels like it's just happening tomorrow. yes, so Summer Arts Festival is definitely right around the corner. And it's great you brought it up because we still have application opportunities open, and we will have volunteer opportunities coming soon. So our vendors can still apply till May 1st. We have extended our deadline for food and beverage vendors. The entertainment has closed for the main stage, but if there's any community acts that would like to perform, we also do have our forum for the community stage up. We want to highlight as much talent from the community as possible, so please feel free to do that. We also have nonprofit booths available, and for volunteering, we're going to be sharing some more information about that soon on the website.
All right, very good. Ashley Kluver from Umpqua Valley Arts, where there's always a lot going on. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right, 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 1230 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.